listening to WRFN LP Pasquo. This is the Fringe Radio Show, and I'm Al D. Radio Free Nashville. Radio Free Nashville is a nonprofit organization based in Pasquo, Tennessee. If you go to radiofreenashville.org, then you can make tax-deductible contributions there to finance the ongoing operations here. The Fringe Radio Show is sponsored by Nashville Fringe Festival. If you go to nashvillefringefestival.org, you can sign up for their newsletter. You will receive a free copy of their seasonal music sampler with music by artists of all different genres in the Nashville area. You can also find out about upcoming events in the Nashville area that they sponsor. Again, I'm Al D. I'm an MC, hip-hop producer, promoter, and DJ in the Nashville area. If you go to aldwords.com, you can check out my music. And if you go to mintforthemilkcrate.com, you can find out about upcoming events I'm involved with. You can see photos and flyers from past events as well. So today we're going to primarily be talking about the Illegalist Tour. I'm going to be taking a call a little bit later from Big Low. He's on tour right now promoting his new album, The Illegalist. He's going to be stopping at Betty's Grill at 407 49th Avenue North over there off Charlotte. That's tomorrow night, Tuesday, September the 18th. He's got local support from Magnetic Forces, Kid Dead, Odd Moon, Stepson, and Just Bam. So we're going to be playing music by all of them. We'll take a call from Big Low a little later. So we're going to go on and get it started with a couple joints by Stepson. This first one is called Antidote. And then after that will be the intro to the Summer 17 project. And then after that, you'll hear The Saint by Big Low. And we'll hopefully pick him up on the phone after that.
Baby, let go. Where the islands go.
Still on my mission, bringing light into the world. I told my stuff, stay on my grind and cancel out the rest. Been there for 30 hours, better in my craft. And all the rest, I let him sleep for long enough. Picture the world above, we really done had enough. My motive to wake him up, the crib sunrise above. Open eyes, let him see my thought in the written secrets. With lyrics to move your spirit, privately speaking secrets. There's just so many while grinning. The politicians, they see it, but really it has no meaning. Cause they not in them, they living in bigger houses than plenty. But telling us it get better, whole time not caring a bit. But standing one in the chatter, spinning out means to get it. Call cops and they kill a many. Break it down, here's the meaning. The cops in a simple sentence. Corrupt the press, police and service. They service in the one in power, is feeding off all the lessons. They finesses. These summer days, I'ma grind for the better. Giving to the people what they need in my message. The antidote to the sickness that oppresses. And they arrest us. They wanna see us fall, man. They love to see us helpless. And in my city, I see family that's broken. How can a woman raise a man if he don't wanna grow? I told myself it's time to wake the people, let them know. And knowledge is the key to free yourself from bondage, bro. When I'm up in the booth, I close my eyes and lyrics flow. I picked the role of travel, so I had to go along. But never worry, cause I know he gonna keep me strong. No one is watching for me, seated on the royal throne. I feel at peace, so I relax and let him steer the boat. I focus on my mission, bringing you the antidote. Yeah, no stress, no. A world full of sickness, I know. I can't just sit back and let it flow. I gotta heal and let the sickness, I know. I can't just sit back and let it go.
Yeah.
bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get down these verses. You know what I'm saying? But I'm good. Yeah, bro, I got you. Shout out Easy H. You feel me?
Make a point and spin on hit on axis fast enough to throw you off. Balance is the only key and lock the door into your heart. Last week, the last of us was buried. Almost left the thug and bust. Hope I someday make it to my grind. It's still the tipping point. Tip of spear inside the joint. Sharper than the arrow's point. My mind oscillates. My head outside the box. My thoughts are born.
Okay. Yeah.
And the malice to the longest one. Different from the rest is fast. That's why they call me stepson. I've been pushed aside, cast out, and even slapped on. The worst that God can say is quote is still the best one. Until the day I'm buried, I'm a grind. The stepson.
It's the stepson.
Feel me.
Feel me. Yeah. Summer 17.
The same. The second.
This joint that's fading out right now is The Saint by Big Low. Who's hopefully here on the phone with us. You there, Big Low?
Yeah, what's good? What's good, Nashville?
Word up, man. Appreciate you taking the time to call in and check in with us, man.
No, absolutely. Appreciate you having me on.
Dig that. So, you and I had the opportunity to open a show for you with Magnetic Forces and Positive Vibe at FUBAR back in 2016. We did a radio show with, I think Positive Vibe came through the radio, or Magnetic Forces, or both of them, or something around that time. So, I've been a fan since then. And it's been an inspiration too, just following you on social media, because you tour so much and you go all over the place, man. So respect for that.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a lot of work, but it's, you know, this rap stuff has been a blessing. And if it wasn't for hip hop, I'd probably just be stuck in Florida and haven't seen half of the stuff that I've seen. So I'm super, super thankful for all that.
Word up. Let's see. I guess just tell us a little bit about the discography. I know you got the new one out, and I had a couple before that, but I'm not sure I'm up on all of them. So just sort of run down that and where people can find the music.
Well, the new album that we just dropped is called The Illegalist, and it's entirely produced by my homie CXXXLXXX, and it's got a real organic, gritty, you know, not quite lo-fi, not quite boom-bap, it's kind of like a middle area between that vibe to it, and the discography strands back pretty far. I was just, and it's funny you brought it up, I was just looking at, like, my Bandcamp page, and I was like, wow, I have 8 releases on here now. I mean, a couple of those are beat tapes as well, but still, it was pretty amazing, like, just thinking, like, wow, over the last few years, it's been quite a bit of work put in.
Yeah, so I noticed that, too, because you put out an instrumental project I saw recently, and yet this new project is exclusively produced by someone else. Do you produce your own music much, or just kind of do it separately?
For me, beat making, and like, I'm not trying to compete with other producers and stuff, beat making is like therapeutic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just something I do like for myself, basically. And if MCs want to rap over my stuff, then, you know, more power to them. Sometimes I produce stuff for myself, but a lot of times it's really easier for me to write to other people's production, because in my production, I have a preconceived notion of where a record is supposed to go. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I got you. I've spoken to some other people that are like that. I actually produce a fair amount of my own music. And, I mean, I get beats from other people, too, but I mostly produce my own. And I'm stingy with my beats. I don't like giving them to other people, you know? So,
I feel you.
A little different, but still, I feel you, though, anyway.
It's, and I guess when you have a particular vibe, like, certain type of MCs gravitate to the work I do as far as that stuff goes, so it's not like people are putting out anything extra whack that I wouldn't be proud of. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So I know, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe BigLowHipHop.com is the place to probably find your way to the music at all platforms one way or another, correct?
No, you are absolutely correct. And you can find everything on Spotify and Tidal and iTunes and Bandcamp, pretty much everything where music is distributed. And right now we're actually working on getting distribution in Asia as well, which their markets are a little bit different, because a lot of the social media and the streaming services that we have here in the States and in other Western countries are blacked out over there. So that's what we're working on right now.
Yeah, that's cool. I think I saw you talking about that on social media as well, about trying to get into China or something like that. Maybe harder than some of the others, I guess, some of the other parts of Asia, but... Let's see. I know we did the show, like I said, in 2016 with Magnetic Forces was on that bill, and I know you're familiar with Kid Dead. Are you familiar with any of these other local support that's involved with this show coming up tomorrow?
On this one, me and Nickel Loop from Magnetic Forces are pretty close, and he's actually produced a few records for me as well that are on... my EP, the Baron von Lowenstein EP.
Yeah, that's the one I picked up from you, I think, last time you came through. I believe I got a copy of that one.
I think you're right. I think that's what dropped around that time. So me and him are really close. So, of course, Magnetic Forces, Kid Dead and I, we go back pretty far, and we both tour and delve in a lot of the same indie circuits. So it was really cool. We're actually out here in a mountain right now as I'm on the air, and we just wrapped up our first scene for a video that we're working on right now in your beautiful town. So...
Oh, yeah, so Kid Dead's producing that video for you then?
Yeah.
Dig that. He always helping everybody out with all type of stuff, man. Good dude.
Oh, he's a good guy.
Let's see. So then, yeah, also on the bills, Odd Moon and Stepson, they both came on the radio program together, actually, a while back. And Just Bam's been on a couple times. They're all real dope, though, so shout out to all them.
Word.
And we're playing
Yeah,
some...
I've been building with them online a little bit, and, like, I'm excited to be here. I'm always excited to watch all the other acts on the bill. Like, I don't like when artists are, like, just about themselves. I feel like, you know, you got to come into other people's scene and respect their scene first and foremost. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt. Let's see. Yeah, so they're real dope. I'm playing music by most of them throughout the hour as well, and we're going to be taking a call later on from Fuch. He's from here. He's up in New York City now, so he just dropped a new single, so we're gonna be talking to him about that a little later.
Word.
In the meantime, running through these other artists that's performing tomorrow with you guys, I wanted to talk a little bit. So you host an event in Florida, correct, called Bars and Bulls, something you can't say on the radio?
Yeah, it's called Bars Over BS, and it's a really, really dope event, but it's got like multiple meetings, as in, you know, bars over the trash music, as well as, like, we like to have a nice little drama-free environment. We, you know, we welcome people from all walks of life, and we don't want, like, any of the drama that's sometimes associated with hip-hop shows. And what's been dope about that is that it's garnered a really, really good crowd of non-rappers and just listeners and consumers that come to shows now, and it's become, like, a really, really beautiful organic thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's fresh. It seems, I mean, from observing, and remind me, what city you're from in Florida?
Pensacola now is where I'm at. I've been there since 2008, so 10 years now in Pensacola.
Okay, and that's where the Bars Over Bull Stuff show goes down, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
But like I said, observing that, you know, just seeing the posters come out and seeing what you're doing, it reminds me of what we're doing in Men for the Milk Crate, because I know you have people come through from out of town, and you got local people, and just sort of building up a platform for people to get an opportunity to perform. So, you know, respect to you for doing that. I know how much work it is, because I do it myself.
Oh, likewise. Yeah, it's sometimes a labor of love at times, you know, and trying to get everybody on the same page and everybody to be as excited about it as you are. Sometimes it's a little bit frustrating, but at the same time, you know, I feel like it's our duty to do stuff like that in our community. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool that, you know, I'm blessed with the opportunity to tour everywhere, and, you know, music is doing pretty well, but if you're not really doing anything for your local community, what's the point, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, speaking of, I guess, hitting on Pensacola and just the sort of surrounding Florida area, you got any recommendations for, like, hip-hop around that area, or just Florida in general that you're into, whether it's, you know, kind of nationally known or not, local people or whatever, shout-outs, anything like that?
Oh, absolutely. I would definitely be checking for my man Jamal Steele. He's out of Pensacola. Super dope, conscious MC, activist, brother of mine. He's actually on this record off my album called Tipping Point, which addresses police brutality.
Yeah, we're playing that song next, by the way, as soon as we get off the interview.
Oh, word.
So, yeah.
Thank you. So, we got, you know, Jamal Steele, and then my man Johnny Panic. He's like super, super political, but really good. And his live show is super, super hype and everything. And he's just a genuine, genuine, really good human being. As far as DJs go, I would be on the lookout for DJ A to the L. He's out of Tallahassee, but he's originally from Ireland. And he is one of the best blend DJs and party rock DJs I've ever seen in my life. And I've been around quite a few, so he's super dope. And then, I mean, I could do this list way too long, so I don't want to do too much. But
no, that was good. That was perfect. We're kind of winding down the time I had blocked out here, so I'm going to let you go in a second. But for those who's tuning in, who's just tuning in, I've been talking to Big Low. He's performing tomorrow night. That's 8 p.m. September 18th at Betty's Grill. That's 407 yep. 49th Avenue North. Local support from Magnetic Forces, Kid Dead, Odd Moon, Stepson, and Just Bam. And like I mentioned a second ago, we're about to play this joint called The Tipping Point as soon as we get off. So thanks again for calling in, and hopefully I'll see you tomorrow night.
Yeah, and thanks for having me on your show, and thanks for like playing my records and keeping up. Like it's hard and probably sounds cliche, but it means so much more than I could probably ever repay, and thank you.
Yeah, no doubt. Thanks again.
All right, peace.
Has reached a tipping point where co-staggering levels of psychological
trauma
cause irreversible damage. Said children went through toxic stress or post-traumatic disorders
such as aggression.
Substance abuse were also
laws. What laws? Man's laws? Come on, Paul. Repeats to the pen like the loop's gone. It's all flawed. We're all flawed like it's all foreign. Mom's mourning, thinking Maserati dreams to the cops torched them. Damn. Refined torture apparent. The state's hatred so blatant. We'd rather be a free people than dead famous. Perhaps aimless, no cameras remain nameless. Street chalks looking like paintings from Keith Haring. Slightly obscure demonstrates the absurd. So obtuse like I gotta prove the art of sunburns. It's hard to stand your ground when them folks coming to shoot first. They'll doctor the aftermath and let the truth hurt. My nightmare's Guernica, my vision's Picasso. The bloody sounds of the swamp singing hymns from the Bible. The sound of survival swinging low, sweet chariot. I cross the blue line licking shots at you heretics.
Eventually we shoot, eventually they shoot. Eventually we shoot. Eventually they shoot. Eventually we shoot. They shoot.
Attempting to keep these lines cleared, my prime fears have resurrected. Still tell my change was unexpected. They're heavily invested in quick disposal of my greatest commodity. This life ain't easily digested. Plus I'm lightly protected, no fear in action in my faction. I'm Ovesi with the insurrection, Garvey with the economic development. Money properly dispersed amongst my ladies and brethren. I'm aware of the plans for how they want to destroy us. This more than overcharge for what they did to the cold crush. This for them freedom fighters whose bust became explosive. Those sharecroppers who shed blood on their land before us. Them same ancestors that Killmonger has spoke of. Whose fury resurrects in them hurricanes that sigh pain. You colonizers can't stand the rain. This new addition from this pimmin pots poison within the system. Get up.
Eventually they shoot. Eventually we shoot. Eventually they shoot. Eventually we shoot. Eventually they shoot. Eventually we shoot.
That last joint was called The Tipping Point by Big Low. Again, he will be at Betty's Grill tomorrow. Doors at 8 p.m. That's 407 49th Avenue North off Charlotte for those who may not be familiar. So we're going to get into some more music in a moment here. I want to make one announcement for those who may not be aware. The Tuesday Night Cypher that's been going on for a couple of years is only going to occur on the first Saturday of each month going forward. So it's not going down tomorrow night. You're going to want to go to the Big Low show tomorrow night. Again, the Illegalist tour with some great local support. We're going to get into some more music by the local support in a moment here. So on the Tuesday thing, as far as the general Tuesday Night Cypher, what I understand, there's going to be a featured MC going forward. And maybe some other small changes, but it's still the same deal. Open mic cypher, come through and kick bars. So first Tuesday of each month, excuse me. So this next joint, these beats that are playing are Magnetic Forces beats, by the way, that I had on file. So I'm gonna go on and play this joint, Under Stress. It's by Pal Shadows, but it's featuring Just Bam. She's part of the local support for a Big Low tomorrow night. And we'll be back in a moment.
Just been with the pal shadows. It's like this then. Vibe with the wild style.
Ride with the wild child.
Life would be quite fast.
Still crack a wide smile.
Keeping my head up. I sleep with the pressure. These streets is like chess, but I'm peeping the setup. My pawn takes the bishop. My conscience is bigger. I'm on one this year, son. Go on, take a picture so you could get a glimpse. So me with some shrimp. Grilling with some friends, chilling like a pimp. It's stress on my brain and I'm catching the rain. I talk to my family, say he's stressed in the game. So how can I complain and how can I maintain? And how can I stay in pain when I can just make change? The road gets weary when you broke, it's scary. My tribe's on a quest cause of the low end theory. But we got the jazz and she got the funk. And we on the path to get whatever we want.
I got stress in the morning.
Know how it is.
Stress in the evening.
Know how it is.
Stress when I come in.
Know how that is.
Stress when I'm leaving.
We know how it is.
I got stress in the morning.
We know how it is.
Stress in the evening.
We know how it is.
Stress when I come in.
We know how that is.
Stress when I'm leaving.
You know how it is.
I get loose with my fam when I'm under stress. Or split two with my fam when I'm under stress. Or sit and build with my fam when I'm under stress. Or sit and chill with my fam when I'm under stress. I get loose with my fam when I'm under stress. Or split two with my fam when I'm under stress. Or sit and build with my fam when I'm under stress. Or sit and chill with my fam when I'm under stress.
Life is a gamble, sometimes you lose. On my Billie Holiday, got me singing the blues. I stay on my grind and I'm getting money now. When I linked up with the pal, now they just can't lose. I'm riding for my freedom, but that shit ain't free. I do it for the love to be a dope MC. Love to rock the party, down to move your body. Love is life, it's the label, why you mad at me? I'm stressed out, my blood's out, everybody look out. Bam's on the mic, MCs better watch out. It's my therapy session. If it wasn't for the music, I'd be dead or in prison. Statistically speaking, not that many like me. Survived in the streets sometimes in spite of me. And for that, I think the most high. Yo, pal.
What up, Bam? Let's ride.
I got stress in the morning.
You know how it is.
Stress in the evening.
You know how it is.
Stress when I come in.
I know how that is.
Stress when I'm leaving.
You know how it is.
I got stress in the morning.
You know how it is.
Stress in the evening.
You know how it is.
Stress when I come in.
I know how that is.
And stress when I'm leaving.
We know how it is. I get loose with my fam when I'm under stress. I split two with my fam when I'm under stress. I sit and chill with my fam when I'm under stress. I sit and build with my fam when I'm under stress. I get loose with my fam when I'm under stress. I split two with my fam when I'm under stress. I sit and build with my fam when I'm under stress. I sit and chill with my fam when I'm under stress.
Under Stress by Pal Shadows featuring Just Bam. Again, Just Bam will be opening for Big Low tomorrow night at Betty's Grill. So you can check that out. Again, the majority of these beats playing in the background were produced by Luke Tester, who is the primary producer for Magnetic Forces. He's an MC as well. There's been a couple Kid Dead beats in the mix too, but this one here is a Luke Tester joint. Shout out to Magnetic Forces. A couple more announcements about upcoming events I'm going to throw in here real quick. On Thursday, you can catch Rashad the Poet at September Sundown, which is a part of the Musician's Corner series. That's in Centennial Park from 5 to 9 p.m. along with Adia Victoria and Liz Cooper. So big up to Rashad on that. The Boom Bap is on Saturday with DJ Wonder at the Basement East. And I'm going to go on and get into some Magnetic Forces songs. This first one's called Cinema Holiday. And then after that will be Funker Chorus.
Speaking freaky you when I'm on the pro plate. Rocking mics proper like all day for no pay. We on the Roger Hada, Otto Moss is okay. To outshine the vibe I fly, tribe there's simply no way. Jose, Bada, Nash, Cat had to bust through. A whapping on the fat track, breaking 1-2. Zone never flown, this is what I just do. Another verbal warlock, stirring up a funk brew. Come charismatic, chiefing up your herbals. Crush automatic as I'm speaking all in circles. Rock the style and the title of a turtle. Dropping piles that I create while you burgle. Never heard of thee, cutting beats like surgery. Fervently cursing these nerds with the urgency. Training these baby MCs in the nursery. God, a toddler just passed the herb to me. Shirk responsibility, chief agility. Filling the beat with deep harmonic energy. Mystical, I spar with sonic entities. Craft to art, son, I make you see the symmetry. Mom Duke, Pop Duke, whole fam hate it. I know what I like, that's why I make it. I don't have a rating, so I'm not overrated. Beat break it, fully tweaked and reappropriated.
Stupid people. They cannot see it, even when they are looking right at it.
But.
Have you heard the amazing thing about...
Syrup got my soda shook. Blazing Yoda Kush, 48 bars of lyrics, but I smoke the hook. So fuck the chorus, coming with more shit. Head to your tortoise, beware, I'm sorted, torching the industry. Get paid eventually, and then I'll be essentially inventively rhyming for centuries. Not a Shimma Shabbos, bitch, I've been the hottest artist with the knack to get retarded, hitting harder. Sigs on the barter, for being a martyr, I lace the track with some ardor. Smarter, I'm cold the dude, bold and rude, swollen crude. With the Nashville blues, peruse the game. Filled with rappers that I do to fame. Too ashamed to face the grace of my deranged brain, so stay slain. I calculate like an abacus on Sabbath. Drastic wax of plastic, blasting through galactic portals. Fuck your wax spit, I'm maxing immortal, and have to chortle. Getting silly, really illy, chill until we lay it down. Filthy and silky, my ilk be known to catch wreck. Hectic, electric, eclectic, set it as we stress the deafness. Mics, I bless it and baptize, that's why I smoke so much. I don't know how to act high. What you see is what you get. The government telling lies while I make the crowd gaze in wonderment. The real McCoy getting real destroyed. Feel the noise of my regal evil ploys. Everything I kick immaculate. Magic, before you know it, just sunk your battleship. And don't dare tattle, bitch, rap, I mastered it. Dumb for him for now, pass the bun, I'll have a rip. Viper and a dragon, bragging, acting, trashing has-beens with the flow everlasting. Taxis, I ride the livery, cats f***ing stupid like Tweedledum and Tweedledee. My team will be creating, beastly generating, staying baked like Jamaicans, leave you shaking like a Haitian. Coming ace and gracing with the verses straight amazing, long awaited, off debated, crew cooperated. Y'all can't compare, so why try to bother? As I part the waters, like a proper monster, slurping on the vodka tonic. Jerk's been bullshitting, got me feeling like I gotta vomit. Proper why? Bionically modified, my sonical artistry can never be commodified. My lungs are ganja-fied and brutalized. Y'all couldn't even lift the bongs that I utilize. Staying stupefied with styling's humorized. I exude illness, so don't be too surprised. I do defy convention, got you rightly listening. Hitting blistering, eardrums quivering. Diction's whipping your ass quick fast, and I'm hitting the hash. My bold double bone, y'all smoking out of Brittle of glass. Causing confusion with my gusto crunk to the utmost. Because I must smoke ornally, naughtily, disorderly, properly. Enunciating astral rhyme ungodly, hit you bodily. I'd leave you wobbly, flow in arteries awfully. Fixing ill verses, intoxicated toxically. So get lost like Where's Waldo. I come with flow delicious, but still hard to swallow.
Well, so much for exercise number one.
I'm sleeping in these stereo body vibrations.
Those last two joints were both by Magnetic Forces.
One note after another.
Again, they will be opening for Big Low along with a bunch of other great local artists at Betty's Grill, 8 p.m. tomorrow. That's Tuesday, September 18th, 8 p.m. The doors open. So we're going to be taking a call from Fuch in a few moments here. I'm going to play a couple joints of his to get started, and then hopefully we'll pick him up on the air after that. So the first song is called Catch Me Cruisin', featuring Petty, who of course is a Nashville MC. And then after that, we got a joint called Growing Up. Then we'll pick Fuch up on the air after that. He's just released a new single called Shining Star, and we're going to play that after the interview. So we'll probably talk about that, on the air. But let's go ahead and get it started. This is Catch Me Cruising featuring Petty by Fuch.
I'm cool and I'm cruising, my head in the clouds. In a music city with the music up loud.
Say, never turn this music down. Touch it, better cut that knife back or I know you don't wanna work a job that sucks. You might wanna hit the city with the squad, that's us. Gotta get it in the 615, get it in the 615. Fuck, everything is gentrified. Another condo for the hipsters, right? You won't never beat traffic. Interstate need more lanes. All these cranes, hit a back road, get away from construction. Nothing looks the same, but it's all good. We won't forget these hoods. We won't forget these hoods. We won't forget these stores. We won't forget these roads. We won't forget. We know I'm.
fast.
Going up
too fast. Slow it down for me.
Going up too fast.
Going up too fast.
Slow it down for me.
You be making that cash.
Making that cash.
I can't make no time for me. Keep making that cash. Can you make some time
what
for
about me?
You was 13 going on 30. In middle school working at the Hardee's. Daddy was a deadbeat. Mama had to work late, so you had to be your own mommy. I asked you on a date to the roller rink, but you were handling responsibility. I was spending my allowance at the arcade. You was cashing in checks to get the rent paid. We had an understanding. You would come to me when life got too demanding. I would comfort you and help you build balance. But finding time with you always was a challenge. I would catch you after school on your way to work. Tell you you should be my girl, we can make it work. But you would always hit me with the same line. Maybe one day, now's not the right
going
time.
Going up too fast.
Going up too fast.
You slow it down for me.
Going up too fast.
Going up too fast.
You slow it down for me.
You be making that cash.
Making that cash.
I can't make no time for me. Keep making that cash. Can you make some time for me?
Growing up too fast.
Growing up too fast.
You slow it down for me.
Growing up too fast.
Growing up too fast.
You slow it down for me.
You be making that cash.
Making that cash.
Can't make no time for me.
Keep making that cash.
Can you make some time for me?
17, already a woman. Crib and a car, independent. You said you want a man that got his own, but I barely had a job and a permit. Senior year, you said you'd be my prom date. When I hit you with your text, you said that sound great. But then the night of prom, you were nowhere to be found. Said you took a double shift and had to work late. I thought we'd spend more time once we graduate. You probably staying home and going to state. But you got the scholarship and everything switched. And now you're going to college 3 hours away. Sometimes I would visit on a weekend. But you never had much time to kick in. But whenever we did, the passion was real. Had me think about another life. What?
Growing yeah. up too fast.
Growing up too fast.
Slow it down.
Growing up too fast.
Growing up too fast,
slow it down
for me.
You be making that cash,
making cash.
No time for me, keep making that cash.
You
make some time for me.
Growing up too fast,
growing up too fast.
You slow it down for me.
Growing up too fast,
growing up too fast.
You slow it down for me.
You be making that cash,
making that cash.
Make no time for
no time,
making that cash.
Some time
you make
for
some
me.
Time
going
for
up
me.
Too fast,
going up too fast.
Oh.
Slow it down,
slow it down
for me.
Too fast.
Too fast.
Slow it down for me.
That was Growing Up by Fuch, who hopefully is on the phone with us. Can you hear me, Fuch?
I can hear you, Aldi. What's good, world?
Yo, I appreciate you taking the time to call and check in with us, man. How you been?
Dude, I'm doing well, man. Actually prepping for a performance tonight here in New York City.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I guess let's just stick with that subject. I was going to get there. Anyhow, so so I'm familiar with, of course, your work from your time here in Nashville. I don't believe you're actually from here, but anyway, you have moved to New York City, what, a couple years ago or something like that?
Yeah, summer 2015.
Okay, so yeah, I guess a few years ago. I've been following on social media to some extent, but tell us a little bit about that transition and like what it's like getting into the hip hop scene there, you know, coming from Nashville.
Yeah, man. I feel like I immediately got plugged into the hip-hop and freestyle battle circuit, which was crazy. I guess I just kind of talked to a few people that I met through Instagram and told them I rapped, and I was just trying to get hooked up with folks. They're like, yo, check out this show called Freestyle Mondays, which once a month, MCs versus each other. And instead of just straight up battling each other like your mama stole this or your clothes is whack, it's more like topic based. And sometimes it might be like you beat Trump, you beat Kim Jong-un, battle each other. So you have to do it from a topic based kind of thing. So it really is a challenge. Yeah. So I've never won the Freestyle Mondays, but I've competed in it maybe 4 or 5 times and gotten close. But the MCs who win that, top notch. And from that, I found out about Supreme Bars, which is actually the show I'm doing today, which is same kind of deal, it's topic based, but it's the MC and producer tournament at the same time. So producers actually play their beats at the same time that rappers are competing with each other. So each round, one rapper and one producer advances. So I've actually won the rapper portion 3 times at Supreme Bars, and I've won the producer competition once. So that's been like my claim to fame, and that got me a lot of props too, because I won that competition like the month after I moved to New York. So that really helped me feel like, okay, I think I can make some moves here. It's definitely possible. So that really set it off.
That's nice. I didn't realize you were a producer, actually. Do you produce, like, your own music much, or?
Not as much as I used to. So I produced a project in 2009 called the Sidefly EP, which was, like, electronic, techno-based hip-hop. And I haven't really produced a lot since then. Just for personal reasons, I guess I just wasn't feeling my own beats for a while. But a lot of my stuff, it's either, I either take it the electronic route or super sample heavy slash groovy hip hop. I have a project coming out, I guess the top of the year, that's going to be all original beats I produce. And it's definitely going to be a different sound, but I'm excited to get back to rapping over my own shit again for sure.
Nice. And of course, some around here may be familiar with your work with Wicked. We had him on the program some time ago, and we played a bunch of joints that you were on, of course, since you do so much work with him. Like what? I'm a particular fan of the Christmas album joint, the Grinch joint.
Oh,
and
nice.
And the Johnny Cash remix. So yeah, we played a bunch of stuff in the past. I want to take it back a little further than that. When I first became familiar with you, or more specifically with your band, which was called Biscuits and Gravy, and I had an opportunity to be on the same bill with you guys at a block party in Vanderbilt, and I believe that you guys were... I think you guys were opening for Nappy Roots later that evening at Exit Inn, which I didn't make it to that, but I was really stoked to see you guys perform. So yeah, I just wanted to kind of shout that out and put that together for anyone listening who may have been familiar with Biscuits and Gravy and not, you know, put it together with that's who on the phone, Fuch.
Yeah, man, good times. That was the foundation right there. We started that band when I was in high school and through college. And, like, everybody's doing really well. Wes, the bass player, he's playing with the B.B. King's band touring and stuff on a cruise ship. Eric, of course, DJ Tui, he's doing his thing with 101 and a couple other radio stations. And Bam Bam, I think he goes by Bammy Davis now. They just had that dope show with Tim Gent last night at Exit Inn.
I didn't make it, but I'm a huge fan of Tim Gent, and I didn't make it there last night, but I did see that. Actually, I put up a couple posts to try to help people realize if they were looking for something to do, so...
Okay, yeah, it looked great. Like, I saw the stories and stuff. I definitely try to, you know, I get back to the city a couple times a year, but I definitely try to stay in the know, like, what's going on, who's popping off, like, who's really got the movements and stuff. So it's always cool to see stuff.
Yeah, so let's see. We need to talk about... So after the interview, I'm going to play the new single, which is called Shining Star. Do you want to go ahead and tell us... Yeah, go on and tell us a little bit about that right now, I guess.
Yeah, so that's what my man Boba Sweat, he produced the last project, Freakazoid, that had the song Catch Me Cruising on it with Petty. And Boba Sweat, me and him have a super dope musical chemistry, so I was really hyped to... you know, actually, he lived in Nashville for a little bit also. I heard his music through SoundCloud just randomly and was like, this dude is dope. Where is he from? And started to say Nashville. So we connected immediately. And he's actually moved to Austin, but we've definitely kept in touch. So this is the first single, and it's got like a Earth, Wind & Fire vibe, but it's like funky electronic hip hop.
Nice, nice. Well, I am looking forward to hearing it. Actually, I didn't get a chance to preview it, but I just threw it on the playlist. But I was familiar with these other joints we had played earlier, and I've been a fan of your work for a long time. But yeah, I'm excited to be debuting this here on the Fringe Radio Show. So If you're just tuning in, I've been talking to Fuch. He's up in NYC. Had spent some time, I guess, did you go to Belmont? Is that what you were doing down here?
Yeah, I went to Belmont.
Okay, right. So he had lived in Nashville for quite some time and, you know, done a lot of work around the city, a lot of work with Wicked, really good stuff. We played some of the stuff in the past, so... I guess we're going to go on and get it moving into that song. We got a minute here if you got any shout-outs or anything like that or anything else you want to hit on before. Oh, well, let everyone know where to find your music. We didn't do that.
Yeah. Just hit up on every streaming site, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, everywhere. Fuch, F-Y-U-T-C-H. You can go to my website, fuch.com. I also do videos and stuff. I have a web series called Fuchology, so got a lot of content out there.
All right, word. Well, yeah, thanks again for taking the time and sending me the music. So we're going to play that, and then after that, we're going to play one by Kid Dead. He's the one who actually put the show together that's going down tomorrow night. We've been talking about through the first half of the program. So the joint coming up by Fuch is called Shining Star, and then the joint after that is called Patrick Swayze by Kid Dead, and that will wrap up our program for today. So thanks again to Radio Free Nashville, Nashville Fringe Festival, and Big Low and Fuch both for calling in and sending music. So much love. And yeah, thanks again for the call and sending the music, man. So this is Shining Star by Fuch.
Yeah. desire.
This year, looking in the mirror, but it's so hard to see clear. Breaking down problems, past that'll haunt you. Digging up graves in the face of a monster. Can't keep waiting for the next day to get near. Issues won't go away if I just sit here. I was on a path, I was on a trip, on a ride, on a clip of ship. Hope I don't slip when the water is rocky. Pain, get it off me. Laying in a pool of my own talk, sloppy. Some of what it got me, life full of regrets. Only way to gather from the broken into pieces. Holding up hope, white flag of surrender. Taking my brain from the edge of dementia. Please no shame, watch change, reinvent ya. Doesn't take a knife to see what's in ya. Holding on to everything, love has turned white. Running in place with the end in sight. Love is like a ghost that I once knew. Hunt you underneath the moon with hearts that I run through. Holding on to everything, love has turned white. Running in place with the end in sight. Love is like a ghost that I once knew. Hunt you, someone run away, but I can't help but want you. I only wanna be here for a while. I don't wanna live forever, I just wanna see you smile. I just wanna be a man of the world of the people. Why they wanna tell me being human is illegal? Losing my face, man, I'm losing my touch. How it go to obsession and mess from a crush. Just a little taste, just a little rush. Now I'm fucked up, using everything as a crutch. And I can't see why you make me antsy. Why I go back every time you entrance me. You are like the end all to be all of evil. But I'm getting those shakes and my body says I need you. Wreck it to the needle, playing my song. It may look like I'm here, but I'm way past gone. You can scream in my ear, but I still stay calm. Turn away from the fear with the fate of a bomb. Holding on to everything, knuckles turn white. Running in place with the end in sight. Love is like a ghost that I once knew. Haunt you underneath the moon with hearts that I run through. Holding on to everything, knuckles turn white. Running in place with the end in sight. Love is like a ghost that I once knew. Haunt you, someone run away, but I can't ever want you. Don't you get it? You're no longer a part of my life. I have no use for this slow death sacrifice. I can use time to better myself, or I'm better off dead, pulling bottles off the shelf. I could be that for you. I could be your reason to stop. I could be the one that never wakes up. I could hold you in the palm of my bleeding hands and tell you this here pain is what makes me a man. I was 13, first time I had a taste. Ever since lost in the chase of craving and hate. And it's crazy how simple the right path seems, but the true thoughts are easily lost like a dream. Still waiting to this day for me to just wake up. Don't wanna put in the work to make a change up. Drinking chemicals like cult leader Kool-Aid. Laid out flat like the face on your jewel case. Holding on to everything, knuckles turn white. Running in place with the end in sight. Love is like a ghost that I once knew. Hunt you underneath the moon with hearts that I run through. Holding on to everything, knuckles turn white. Running in place with the end in sight. Love is like a ghost that I once knew. Hunt you, someone run away, but I can't help but want you.